Vav Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Test 2-9. More about keeping things away from the city if they bother the residents of the city. Here we're talking about things that smell bad. So it says, Marchikin esa nevelos v'esa kvaros v'esa burski mina'ir chamishim ama. If one's going to be setting up a place to put carcasses of like dead animals, say for example, dead livestock that maybe the dogs will eat or something, but the point is you're putting them out, so they're going to rot, and that rot smells terrible. Kvaros is like a burial area. Again, I think the issue here is that they would often let bodies decompose before like doing secondary burial inside of a crypt. So the point is, again, the smell is terrible. A burski is a tannery. Tanneries seem to smell worst of all. First of all, you have like the decaying organic matter of the hides themselves, and then they'd also use things like chemicals and animal feces and stuff to cure the hides in different steps, so it smells terrible. So we're saying all these things have to be kept away from the city, at least 50 amos, so they don't disturb the residents of the city too badly in terms of their smell. Now, ein osin burski ela lemizra chair. More than that, the burski, the tannery, smells so bad that you have to put it specifically on the eastern side of the city because the wind generally blows in the other direction, and even if it's coming from the east, easterly winds tend to be gentle and warm and not carry too much of the smell with it, so therefore that's the best place to put it. Rabbi Kiva omer, l'chol ruach hu'osa, you can actually put it anywhere, says Rabbi Kiva, any of the four sides of the city, chutz mi ma'arava, with the exception of its western end. But the western end is not because of the wind, but just rather people daven western, that's where the Shekhinah is. Since people typically daven westward, we don't want to have the bad smell in that direction. Umarchik chamishim ama, and there it has to be, wherever you're putting it around the city, it has to be 50 amos away. Tanakama disagrees with Rabbi Kiva. Tanakama holds that the Shekhinah isn't especially in the west, so that's not the issue, but it does say that winds blow from all directions and they smell bad, carrying the bad smell with it, and therefore you could, when it comes to putting the tannery, you have to put it specifically in the east to avoid the bad smell coming in from the winds.